All right, here we go. Yesterday, the Dow dropped 300 points for its worst day since December, and the Nasdaq fell more than 2%. Why? Because of Powell. So, what did he say, and what will happen today? And also, how does this affect our position? That's what we're going to talk about. So, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And today's Thursday, February 1st, first day of February. In this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And as you can see, I'm traveling. I'm making a quick pit stop in Clearwater, Florida, and then continuing to meet with our mastermind members in Cancun, Mexico, where we'll be joining you live next week. Right, Mark?
Yeah, looking forward to a great mastermind event and being in person doing some live coffee with Marcus and Mark. So it's gonna be a good time.
Yeah. All right, now let's see what happened here. So I have a 5-minute chart of the S&P up. And yesterday, as we know, it was all about the Fed. Excuse me. So the Fed statement was released here. And then initially, there was a positive reaction to it.
Yeah, the reaction comes in three phases, as you've said multiple times, Marcus. The reaction to the statement, the reaction to the press conference, and then the next day's reaction. And so the initial reaction to the statement that the Fed is keeping rates the same was a positive.
Yeah, because they removed some of the language, which basically translated into we're done raising rates. So that's good. This is what market participants wants to hear, because until the most recent statement in December, they still had this wording in there that they might raise rates or might not raise rates. So they kind of removed this. I mean, they always leave an option on the table, but that was the good news. However, then our friend Powell grabbed the mic and sent the markets lower massively, if we see it here.
Yeah, we said it yesterday that we believe that the Fed, Powell specifically, was going to say things that traders didn't want to hear. And like a Verizon Wireless commercial back in the day, Powell just said, "Do you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?" And that is that they are not going to be cutting rates in March. Of course, he used some vague terminology, and so the market didn't spiral like a irrational exuberance comment from Greenspan. But basically, he say, "Guys, we might not be raising rates, but we're also not cutting soon."
Yeah, his exact words. I don't think it's likely that the committee will reach a level of confidence by the time of the March meeting to cut rates. And this is where everybody said, okay, it's not likely. That's why the initial reaction of the markets were negative. However, this is where the can you hear me now? Well, I don't know if they can. Let's actually hop over to the probabilities. Because this is where traders say, sure, buddy, and we still don't believe you. Look at this. I mean, right
Yeah.
now, there's still an almost 40% chance that traders are factoring in right now that the Fed will cut rates in March. I mean, what do you just say?
That's interesting. I know that, he didn't just come out and crush the hopes of a cut, and that's because they're going to be data dependent, right? There's still data coming out of in February. We have jobs tomorrow. There's going to be data in March, because this is a March 20th meeting. So you have another jobs report. There's core PCE. There's all sorts of data between now and then. But this seems just ridiculous. I think that we're looking at June, definitely not March, and May would be a problem cut, meaning that there's some poor data coming out for the economy.
Right. However, Fed funds traders are right now factoring in that a 94% probability that by May we will have a cut.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting.
That's a lot. So let's see, how did the markets react to it? So yesterday, the Dow, worst day since December, but still, I mean, barely a blip on this massive rally.
Exactly. And I mean, gosh, the Dow is down, I think 0.8%, actually the strongest out of the bunch yesterday. The S&P had its worst day since September, and then I think the Nasdaq had its worst day since October, down 2.2%. So the Dow is the strongest out of the group.
Yeah. But again, barely budging. And also, surprisingly, I mean, the VIX not really jumping higher on the news. So, yesterday, if we look at the VIX and a 5-minute chart of yesterday, this is the fear index. We see it has been moving a little bit, but this is kind of, if you take the median here, 3% to the upside, 3% to the downside. So, not really a massive move here.
That is interesting because, again, so if you look at the volatility that we had in September or heading into October, we had a much, much higher VIX. And so, yes, it was up 7.6% or whatever, but based on the ranges, not a whole lot of volatility coming into the market after that big drop.
Yeah. Also, the other surprising thing, looking at interest rates, look at this. Interest rates were dropping yesterday, follow through today. So, yesterday, I mean, now the 10-year yield, look at this, the 10-year yield below 4% again, attacking the lows that we made late in December.
And this to me is the most surprising because this is looking good from a yield perspective, supporting potential money coming into the equity market, right? Because if yields are falling, there's more interest in taking some risk on equities. It could outperform yields, and so I'm surprised that we don't see a better move in some dividend payers and some other stocks, and just a higher move in the market altogether based on this drop. I mean, the 10-year down almost 2% today.
Yeah, super interesting. Cryptocurrencies also tumbling this a little bit in wake of the news. But yeah, super interesting. Well, we'll talk about our positions in just a moment, but let's talk about where do we stand overall in the markets? Because if we look at year to date, I mean, pretty good for the S&P, up 2.6% year to date, for the Dow up 1.5% year to date, and then we have the Nasdaq up 2.3%. So that's basically how we finished January. All three indices had a positive January.
Yeah, strong start for the year, and we'll see if it continues in February.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about two things that are happening today. Well, actually, let's talk about the economic calendar first. So, economic calendar, quite some data coming out here today.
Actually, a lot of data. We have unemployment claims coming in higher than expected. So, 224,000 people filing for first-time unemployment benefits. This was higher than the previous week and also higher than expected.
Right. But the good news here is the unit labor cost is lower than expected. I mean, not negative as it was last month or last week, but it is lower than expected, which should help the inflation. But then we also had the ISM manufacturing PMI coming in, and we had some interesting news here.
Yeah, it's interesting. So for the ISM manufacturing PMI, 50 is that level that is significant. So below 50 would mean contraction, and above 50 would be expansion. So it came in higher than expected and also higher than last month. But then you see ISM manufacturing prices also higher. So we've seen some positive data recently to support that inflation is under control or getting under control and dropping. But here we see a report that actually shows prices are coming out higher.
Yeah. So interesting. Labor cost lower, prices higher. And then, of course, we have the big one tomorrow, which is the jobs market. And we also have the University of Michigan consumer sentiment, which also includes inflation expectations. Yellow flag report because not as reliable as a CPI, PPI, PCE, but still something where, okay, where we will stand. And yeah, I think this will be the big one.
Exactly. So Between that, Marcus, and some big earnings after the bell, we're not out of the woods yet for the week. There could definitely be some more surprises.
Yeah. As you said, today, after the bell, Apple, Amazon, Meta, all reporting earnings. So, I mean, this will be interesting what they have to say because we already heard from Google and Microsoft, and markets did not like what they heard there. Or, as we said yesterday, they're probably using it as an excuse for profit taking here. And we might see the same today with these three companies. Let's take a look at the heat map of where we stand today. Okay, Microsoft bouncing back, Google bouncing back, Amazon, Meta, Apple, all positive so far for the day.
Yeah, banks in the red, but the big seven or Magnificent Seven doing pretty well. Overall, mostly green, although there's some, spattering of red in between. Qualcomm also standing. Oh, there you go. Look at banks. So banks down, finance down.
Banks down, finance down. And why is this? Another banking crisis in the making here. New York Community Bank. They reported earnings. And I can't remember what exactly they said. But if we look at yesterday, they were already down 37%, followed by another 13% today. So tumbling basically 50% in a couple of days.
And there's a few things going on with this one, but they reported a big fourth quarter loss that included a provision for credit losses and a dividend cut. So investors not liking that at all, and was down 37%, down of some today as well. So a little bit of a follow through. So I mean that's kind of leading or putting some pressure on banks.
Yeah. All right. I want to bring up one more stock before we take a look at our position, and that is Raise. Ferrari reporting earnings. And reporting earnings surprising everybody, up 10% today. But then the really, really big news that they released. Did you see that?
I didn't.
Why would you? You're not interested in Formula One. I grew up on Formula One. So, Formula One star Lewis Hamilton is leaving Mercedes and joins Ferrari. That is a shock move because Ferrari and Mercedes, McLaren, right? I mean, they are rivals. And this is where, for the longest, I mean, Lewis Hamilton has been driving for McLaren, Mercedes forever and a day, right? So, wow, that is very surprising, shocking.
I have to say though, Marcus, I started watching the Netflix series and I didn't finish it. I didn't stay caught up with it, but that was very entertaining, and I actually had a new appreciation for Formula One because growing up in the San Francisco Bay Area, I had some friends that were into racing, but it was mostly football, baseball, basketball when it came to sports and racing. Although there was a raceway down the road, it just wasn't the big thing. But that show, I could see there's a lot of money in it, and it's very
Jeez,
competitive.
it
And
is.
these race car drivers are athletes. It's I had a completely new respect for it.
Yeah. Right. Let's talk about our positions here for a moment. And we have CSIQ first up. And CSIQ, really, really surprising. Still up for the day. We're up much higher because, again, with interest rates going lower, CSIQ should go higher. But because today we also have this interesting phenomena. Oh well, markets are up again. They were a little bit all over the place here. Okay, never mind. So I was thinking about something else. But a little bit surprising here that with the drop in interest rates, that CSIQ is not moving higher.
I agree here. I expected that with that fall we'd get a little more of a benefit there. I mean the truth is that we're not getting a cut in March, so the true benefit of maybe what the Fed's doing might come a little bit later, but with a 2-day slide in the 10-year yield and yields in general, I thought CSIQ would be having a much better day.
Yeah, so two possibilities. Either we are holding here at the 22 support level and now CSIQ will go up, or CSIQ is trying to fill the gap, going down towards 21 and then moving higher. What are your thoughts? 22 or 21? What is the line in the sand?
I think it's gonna hold.
I think so too. I think that this might be close enough for a gap fill that traders say, all right, let's move higher here. All right, then CZR, a trade that I took. You did not take it. I took the 43 put expiring tomorrow. And look at this today, falling 2%. A little bit earlier, my put was in the money. But that is okay. I don't mind owning Caesars Entertainment here. So, no, to preemptively answer your questions, I'm not shaking in my boots. All right, next trade, MRO. So, interesting one because this is where we were able to, was it yesterday? No, 2 days ago, to close our Oxy trade. I have been looking at MRO all week, and all week I was interested in selling the 2250. And then today it becomes available for tomorrow. So I took the trade. You decided to pass because with tomorrow's jobs report, we could see some more volatility, so you wanted to keep a slot open. I decided to trade this one because we have been looking at Oxy and MRO all week long. With MRO, we have a little bit longer till earnings than Oxy, and this is why I said, all right, I don't mind it. Nice dividend yield, low PE ratio overall. This is one that I've been keeping an eye on all week and decided to take it today.
I like this trade. I didn't take it. I'm not the biggest fan of a one-day trade, but I'm right there with you, Marcus. Closing the Oxy trade at 80% max profit 2 days ago. Yesterday, at the end of the day, I was looking at Oxy for 1 day, or sorry, 2 day, 1 day trade to be a little more accurate. But there was 20 cents available for 1 day on Oxy, and I was going back and forth between that and MRO, which you had an extra week before earnings,
Right.
leaning towards MRO, and then just ran out of time. And then looking at things today, I was close. I was really considering this one, but decided I have another open position, and we could see some volatility because of earnings and jobs tomorrow. So a lot going on between today's close and tomorrow's open, and I decided to hold off.
Yeah. But if you guys are interested, there's definitely the 57 available right now, expiring tomorrow, as well as for next week. So for next week, you're still before earnings in 13 days. But keep an eye on this if you choose to take the trade that you might run into earnings. All right. NEE. NEE, where are we today? Yeah, slightly down, 0.5% down. I really was hoping that we could just keep this trend chugging along, and there's still a possibility that we close across above this trend line.
Sure. It's a minor drop, but like CSIQ, a little surprised that there isn't a little more love for NEE right now.
And then UPS a little bit lower again today, another drop of 1%. So that actually surprises me, especially since they announced that they will lay off people. Implement cost cutting of $1 billion, cost cutting measures, and yet they're still falling. I mean, I'm a little bit surprised by this.
Yeah, the market's always going to surprise you, but I agree. I thought there'd be a little bit of an overreaction and then some buying interest, but right now it looks like trying to find support.
Yeah. So let's see where exactly we find support. I mean, my break even at 139.68. So still doing good here. We're trading above my break even, but of course, we want to see if this can be a quick snapback, kind of what we saw here towards mid of September, where suddenly, within a matter of days, I mean, look at this, within a few days, let me just measure this move here really quick. We were already up 8.5%, and then we started rallying. 20% within 40 days. I mean, that's kind of crazy. And we also saw that we had a quick snapback here after this earnings report. We had a quick snapback also at 8.5%. So that's what we are looking for right now, because if this would snap back 8.5%, let's see, this would be Put us right here at 152, which is getting close, at least for me, for call selling territory.
Sure.
All right. So UPS, just in case you're watching, 8.5% rally. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
All
Like that.
right. Let's see what else going on in the markets. S&P just diddling along today. Not really. I don't see the third reaction just yet. Or this is the third reaction of basically brushing it off and saying, oh, okay, yeah, they're done raising rates, so this was not a surprise. So he said, not in March. Okay, that's fine. So we're just diddling along here. What do you expect for the remainder of the day? Will be close, positive or negative?
I feel that the market is gonna it wants to be down again.
Really? Okay.
I mean, because when we opened up, there just didn't seem like there was a lot of follow through to the upside. We gapped higher, but it really seemed like we were teeter tottering back and forth, and I think the market wants to be down.
Hey, I think it will be up. I think it'll be positive.
Is this a cookie bet?
That's a cookie bet. Yeah, that's not a steak bet. That's a cookie bet. Let's do a cookie bet. Okay. And then
A
we'll
coffee
see what happens
bet?
here. Cancun coffee bet. Okay. Hey, do you guys enjoy it as we are going through this? Because if so, do us a favor, give us a like. We really appreciate your likes. A little bit like a applause or something like this, or like good job, well done. If you feel that others would benefit from this video, please feel free to share. There's a share button right underneath. And if this is your first time here, consider subscribing because this way you get a notification whenever we go live, which will be again tomorrow. So we'll see
Yeah, and I,
you. Oh, yeah.
hey Marcus, sorry to interrupt, but I love the comments. Like yesterday, the comments were fantastic. So if you feel inclined, leave a comment. It's
Oh,
fun
yeah.
seeing the Brontosaurus comments.
Yeah, these were the best comments. Yeah, please feel free to leave a comment and then have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.